crying. Yeah, I really enjoyed last night. Did you? Yeah, that's great. I did. I mean, yeah, I already said I did, but I just want you to know that I really enjoyed last night. I guess we didn't really have a chance to talk last night because we were doing other things, but thank you for agreeing to go on that date with me. I've honestly had a thing for you for such a long time. And I was super nervous. I was nervous that you'd say no. I don't know. I just... Everyone is afraid of rejection, right? And you're just so... I don't know. You're so you. And I'm so me. And... I'm not being insecure. I just... I've had such a huge crush on you, and I almost can't believe that last night happened. I mean, yeah, it was amazing. So thank you, and thank you for letting me stay over, spend the night. What kind of guy do I think you are? I mean, it's not unusual, you know, to kick someone out after. Yeah, maybe my track record isn't so great as far as guys go when you put it like that, but yeah, I was really happy to wake up to your face this morning. No, I only just woke up. I promise I haven't been watching you or anything. Yeah, it hasn't gotten to that point of creep level yet. I don't know why I keep talking. I think you make me kind of nervous, so I'll shut up now. You really think I'm pretty? Oh, I am, like, stupidly attracted to you. Yeah, now's the time to be honest. You just do it for me. I know we've been friends for a few months now. And I don't know if you noticed, but I have, like, the major hots for you. And I have since pretty much the first time we met. And I'm just, what we did last night, it was, like, better than all of my fantasies combined, probably because it was real. Yeah, you're like a beautiful person. Is that weird to say? I mean, are guys into that, being called beautiful? Because I honestly think you are. And I don't mind you touching me. I mean, we've kind of already done all there is to do. Well, not everything. Understandably, I really wanted to go for it last night. There are other things I'd be down to do. What kind of things? Yeah, so, point blank, I think about your dick so much, all the time. Sometimes you're wearing these gray sweatpants, and it's like, I have to work so insanely hard to keep my eyes above your waistband. And, yeah, the sweatpants don't lie. You have, like, probably the most gorgeous cock I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. If it's okay with you, I would love nothing more right now than to go down on you. The fact that we didn't get to last night, I wouldn't call it a disappointment, but that's featured in a lot of my fantasies that I've mentioned, so would you be okay with that? Yeah, I guess that's a kind of a silly thing to ask. Okay, so I'm just gonna go under the covers now, since we're both already pretty much naked. Okay, bye. Oh my god. Fuck, your cock is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god, my mouth is literally watering. I figure I should just get this out of the way now, but I have kind of an oral fixation. So, yeah, just notes for the future. I mean, if this goes anywhere. I haven't done this in a while, and you're kind of big, so I apologize if I can't get the entire thing in my mouth, but I will try my best. Yeah, I'm touching myself. How could I not? Does it feel good? Do you like it when I look right there? Do you like having this part played with? Yeah? Okay. I can do that. I just got a little overeager. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'll tap your thigh if it's too much, okay? Fuck. Do you like it? Like this? When I do that. Who's that? You're gonna come? Yes, please, please. Please come in my mouth, please. I want you to. From under these sheets. Sorry. Sorry. Hi. Did you like that? Because I really, really liked it. Yeah, I really like you too. I'm happy to stay in bed all day with you. Yeah.